Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Who the hell would steal a puppy? Like, these are people I hate.
Yeah.
Okay? You want to talk about people
deep
we
hatred.
Hate.
Never touch a pet.
Happened in Wallingford at All Pets Club. Andrew, the store manager, is on right now. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
What happened?
Well, the gentleman literally walked in our front door, knew right where he was going, ended up going into our back room, hiding in an employee bathroom there, watching the staff, and as soon as the staff were otherwise occupied doing other things, reached into the room from the back and stuffed the dog under his shirt and walked out.
What kind of dog?
Silky Terrier.
Okay.
Such a cutie.
The terriers and also the French bulldogs. Those were like being stolen like crazy. I saw a news story about that. There's like a market.
Yep. You're right in the middle of one right now.
Exactly right. There's like, you know, there's like a market for them. There's like an epidemic.
How much was that dog worth?
I think it was $3,600.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Cute little dog.
Oh, so
it
cute.
Is, yep.
It ended up in my dream last night
because really?
I knew you were going to come on, and
right.
I looked at the story, and I looked at the dog's face. I'm like, I had a weekend with dogs.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I miss having a dog.
Yeah.
Wow, what a drag. Now, you're playing definitely. At the, I see, the, you know, the security footage. Have you gotten any leads?
Not as of yet. Several news outlets have picked it up and, you know, broadcasted it out too. So
does it have a chip?
You know, yeah, it's microchipped. Yep.
Okay.
Oh,
so that'll help.
Yeah.
I would think.
That
right.
I thought that would solve the problem.
If it goes to a vet or you know, if a veterinarian gets it or a dog warden or something like that, they'll scan it and it'll come back to us.
All right. So there are different chips.
Like
there
a
are
tracking
those chips.
Chip. Yeah, something like
but
that.
But there's a tracking
it's
chip.
It's not a GPS system, though.
Damn. Oh, I guess that was my assumption the whole time.
Yeah, the chip where you locate the dog.
Someone told me this recently. There are two types of chips. There's the chip that, well, the
just
dog
like
has to be
information.
Found.
Got it. Okay.
Right.
It should be
it's
one chip.
It's kind of like a
everything.
Dog tag. Yeah. Someone has to find it and read it.
Yep. Yeah. Gotcha.
And then there's another chip that's like it's like your cell phone tracker.
They should make like one chip does all of that, period. Tracking
well,
the home on yours.
It's expensive, right, Andrew?
Everything costs something.
Yeah.
Yeah, true, but, you know, it's your dog.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Has this ever happened at the store before?
It's been a long time, but yes.
Wow. Yep. Puppy stealers.
Yeah. We've taken a lot of step things up over the years, taking down IDs for people who play with dogs, you know, stepped up our security system. So, you know, this guy had to have scoped this out. He had to have known our routine to, I mean, he just made a beeline right for that back area, right?
Yeah,
where only employees go, and you know, our only saving grace is that he didn't know that there was a camera in that back hallway because he kind of, you know, he pulled his head down and everything to avoid other camera shots.
You got a good shot of his face, big time.
Yeah,
a clear shot.
We urge people to go online and find that. And I don't know.
Yeah, and anybody with information can just reach out to Wallingford PD. Would be helpful.
And you could be anonymous.
Yeah,
like they don't.
Absolutely.
I'll say my name. I don't care.
Is there a reward at this point?
It's a little dog. It's going to need a lot of care and vet care. And somebody who steals a dog, are they really going to put that much effort into taking
they're
care of it?
They're going to sell it.
You know? Well, that's my thought.
Yeah. They're going to sell it.
They're going to sell it, and
it's
they're
money.
Not going to do the vetting process that a normal place would do.
No.
To make sure it gets into a good home.
No. Who's got cash? Boom.
And
gone.
They'll probably sell it for a fraction of, you know, the value of this dog. So it's probably not going to be in a great situation.
No.
Right.
So get
probably a quick turnaround.
Got to find it.
How big does a dog like that get?
Terrier is usually 6 to 12 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not very big dog.
Fun size.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yep.
You could bathe them in the sink.
They
I love that.
They take part of your couch. Absolutely. Tiny part.
I never thought I'd be a small dog person. I was with a small dog over the weekend
they can be
at a
fun
friend's
too.
House. Yeah. Oh, they're so fun.
They can be fun.
They're fun.
Yeah.
Ah, you pick them up.
Yeah. I have four of them. I have four tiny ones. They are a little
and so it's like one big one
and they
divided
just,
into four.
And they can just like launch off anything. Like they have bang,
they live longer too, right?
I don't know.
They tend to have a little longer lifespan than a bigger dog. Yeah.
We've got Jack Russell Terriers, my parents, and they're pretty old. Like, they're mid-teenagers now. They're like 15, 16.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Maybe a little younger than that. I don't know. I can't do math.
How long have you been a manager of a pet store?
Going on about 20 years now.
Oh.
What? You
Damn.
Sound like
that's
a, yeah, you been, sound like a kid.
That's a nice job, though, right? I mean,
no.
with
he
puppies,
works with puppies every day.
Puppies and
Where's
cats
the stress
all
coming
yeah.
from?
That's true.
Yeah.
50
no
years
stress.
From now, he's still
yeah.
going to sound like
yeah.
this.
Exactly right. He probably looks like a brand new baby.
He yeah. walks in, all the parrots yeah. go, good morning,
right.
good morning.
Unicorns are running around. Oh, rainbows, yep. Everything smells yeah. like cake, yep.
Yeah, it's like that scene from Ace Ventura when you walk in and, you know.
Come to me, jungle friends.
That has to be like a really good job working
yeah.
at a pet store.
Oh, I love it. I love yeah. it. I've been doing it since I was a teenager, and I'm pushing 50. So,
nice. That's cool.
Yeah, blessed life.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
let's get this dog back.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, please help us out, guys.
Did we cover it? What's the dog's name? Does the dog have a name?
Waldo.
Waldo. So we're going to find where. So we're literally, where's Waldo?
You just thought of that, didn't you? That was pretty good.
Where's, no, right. I swear on everything, that's the name on his tag.
All right, well,
are you kidding me?
I saw a maze. I'll work on it.
Come on.
Look for a perpetrator nope. with a red and white striped shirt.
Right? He's wearing glasses and a knit
yeah,
hat.
Right?
He's got a camera around his neck. We're not helping. We are
no,
not
no,
helping.
No,
no, but now this is worthy of national coverage.
Right, we found Waldo. We got to find Waldo.
Where in the world is Waldo?
Everyone get your pencils out and trace.
In Wallingford?
Yep.
Oh, this
Waldo.
Come on.
Waldo
oh,
in Wallingford.
Oh, my God. This is real, right?
Okay, if this was just coming up on April, I would say, I don't know
wait
about this
minute,
one.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Yeah. So.
Is it really Waldo? Wow.
I swear it is really Waldo.
It's a great name for a dog, Waldo.
It is.
It is. Waldo! Where's Waldo?
It's great. You can say it
Waldo.
A thousand times
right.
a day.
Waldo.
Waldo. Waldo.
Right.
Where
Waldo.
Are you, Waldo?
Where am I, Waldo? Waldo, Waldo.
All right.
Yeah.
I'd like to do the follow-up to this, and
yeah.
Waldo was found and returned safely.
Exactly,
and ends up
right.
at a happy home.
I'd love that, too. That would be awesome.
So, Andrew, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Keep us posted, man.
No, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I will. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We're not being negative, AJ.
No, we're not.
This is a service. For us all to feel better.
Yes.
So the people we hate.
Right.
Like the people who throw garbage out their window.
Exactly.
Andre and Derby?
It drives me nuts when people don't turn on red. Drives me nuts. I want to kill them.
Oh, when they got the... When you can?
When you can all... You can do it anywhere. As long as there's a sign that's... You know, if there's a sign that you can't, that's the only time you can't.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But 90% of the time, if not more, you could turn on red. And right. people will come to a light, and they'll sit there, and I try to give them a friendly beep. Nope. And they look at me like I'm like,
yeah, like,
you know,
what's your problem,
you bastard?
Yeah.
It's like, turn, go.
Let's move. Let's get it moving.
Right.
Seriously, dude, if you had, like, a recorder in my car, you think I had full-on Tourette sometimes
yeah.
when I'm driving.
Hold on. This is a bit. We just got to get people to do it. Right?
Yeah.
Like road rage.
All you got to do is turn on red. It's as simple as that. Unless it says you can, you can.
You can aggravate
yourself.
I can
hear
about
your
it.
Blood just warming
yep.
now
yep.
to a boil.
Yep.
Oh, well, this is my commute right now. I just got cut off by like 70. I'm doing like 85. People cut me off.
Oh, at wow. this time in the morning?
Wet.
Right.
There's road
oh,
rage?
Please. You have no idea. Every day. Every day. Every day.
I think the real news is a Prius makes the 80 miles an hour.
Every day.
Every day.
AJ, did you see my status the other day about BMWs?
No.
That was a good day.
Okay.
That was a good day.
I missed it. I'll have to check. I have to go back.
I said it must be a prerequisite to be a POS in order to get a VW. It has to be.
Oh, I did see that one. That's right.
I got cut off by like three of them in one day.
A VW or a BMW?
BMW.
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 Yes.
All right. This isn't the good
right,
people
yeah.
in BMW.
Right, there are,
you know who you're, you know
couple.
Who we're talking about.
There's a couple, yes.
Yeah, there's a few.
Right.
No, it's all of them. I don't care.
Andre's angry.
All right, thank you, Andre.
All right, see ya.
Big.
You know, there are times, too, when it has that sign, but you can clearly make your turn. You
yeah.
know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I just don't. If I see it's the sign says no turn,
yeah.
I just don't.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I do. But you're also supposed to stop first, then make your turn, not just go blasting right through.
Yeah.
So I've had a couple where I was coming the opposite way, and they just come flying. I'm like, dude, you got to stop first, then go.
Yeah. Beef man?
Hey, guys.
Hi. Yo.
What drives me crazy is people that double dip food or lick their fingers and then put their hands back in like a communal bunch of food, like wings or chips or what have
popcorn
you.
Popcorn or
drives me
Cheetos.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
It drives me.
Yeah, at that point, it's
drives
yours.
Me crazy.
It's yours now.
Exactly.
Is that still a problem?
Exactly.
I feel like we're beyond that. That's still a problem?
There's still pigs out there.
I know a couple of people that do that, Chaz. Someone, my brother-in-law did it one time. We were at dinner in a restaurant. And he was doing it with Kalamad. And it's like, oh, well, I guess I'm done. He goes, oh, don't you like this? I said, no, that's okay.
Yeah. Is it Kalamad or calamari?
Well, Italians call it Kalamad. But it's calamari, technically.
Yeah. Calamari.
Yeah, but we call it Kalamad.
Can I have some of that Calamari?
All right.
Yeah.
Right. Like mozzarella and cabagool.
And some ricotta.
But is it different if you're with your spouse or whatever? Then you could stick your hands in there.
If it's someone you swap spit with, yeah, go for it, yeah. Right. If it's someone you don't know, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So your brother-in-law, there's some problem there with him that you're like, I don't want to share whatever germs you may have.
Right.
That's correct.
Okay.
The only to AJ's point and your point, just my wife, that's it. Anyone else? No, thank you.
Okay. Plus, also, you know, if that person washed their hands when they came out of the bathroom.
Right, they might be that too, which is also on the list.
It can be duty in there now.
That's right.
Yep.
They're not washing their hands in the bathroom. They're probably putting their hands right in the food.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
right. Think of how disgusting that is. If they don't wash their hands and they're sticking their fingers in their mouth and they're licking their own stuff.
This is why you get that thing they do. Was it poi or something like that? Luau's, where you're supposed to stick your finger in there and then you lick your finger and you hand to the next person. The moment your finger goes in the food, I'm done.
Yeah.
See ya.
You know what's funny? Something that COVID killed is you'd go to church and it'd be like,
yeah.
You drink from the sick. Can you imagine
the
that
wine.
Now?
Yep.
The wine. And all they would do is they would, like, a little cloth on the spot your mouth was, and then they would turn the cup.
Yeah. You know what they should do What they should do is have, like, one of those, the things like drops, like eye drops.
Yeah.
With the little mini baster there.
It's a dropper.
The dropper. Thank
it's
you.
Called a dropper.
Thank
a
you.
A medicine dropper.
Suck some wine and just go in someone's mouth.
I'm trying to think of how they did it.
Or
the last
straw.
Time I was there.
If everybody has a straw,
you could get backwash.
It could go down. But
I know straw.
There was
wax lips.
I forgot how they did it.
Yeah.
But that was like COVID took that right out. It's like, we're not doing this.
They would occasionally like turn the cup and they did the little wipe, but it's like, the germ's still on there.
Right. Well, the germs make it, those germs will make it around to somebody at some point.
If you're the first person sipping, you're good.
I just wonder that if you're sticking your hands in communal food,
like popcorn,
if you're also probably guilty of like 15 other things on this list, like you probably
don't wash your
hands.
I do not. Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, man. There was a study years ago that horrified me about like if there's free nuts just out on a bar.
Not to touch it. No, you do not.
Whose
nuts are you having is exactly
nuts in the mouth.
Yep. No, thank you.
Blech.
Yep.
Blech.
I'll get my own
years ago, they used to have the mints.
In the diner.
On the way out from the restaurant.
They got mints in the friggin' bathroom. There's fecal matter. Remember the guy had the dish of mints? I'm like, no. Want some mints? No.
Yeah. I don't even want my mouth open
there.
In the bathroom.
Seriously, I didn't want to talk to you right now. Why are you in here?
Dom, Long Island.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Petty compared to all the others. 100,000 pounds of steel, et cetera. I hate secret farters.
Secret farters,
Secret farters in
DSPD
line at the
people.
Grocery store.
Right.
Secret farters in the aisle, and then they leave the aisle at
the elevator.
Grocery store.
Yep. Yeah, they crop dust.
Elevator, and then they leave. Yeah. Secret farters are very, very serious. I mean, my mouth is open most of the time.
Right. You're a mouth breather, I know.
And you're looking around, and you're picking out maybe the old guy up a few ahead of you in line, or maybe it's the old lady right behind you.
It could be a young person, too, though.
You don't know.
Could be a young person. You never know.
Those secret farters.
There's no, like, identifying, like, it's just like dust if it's an old person, or like a brand-new car if it's a younger person.
No, and it, sometimes it's so thick. That you know it's done on
you know it's stuck to your clothes.
You're breathing it in.
Right.
It's like a person just appeared in front of you.
You're right, yeah.
Your lips are the filter for fecal matter.
Yep.
It's gross. Because
that's air that was just wrapped around poop.
Yeah.
It's definitely poo air. Yeah.
It's poo air.
Yep. It is.
And we're breathing it in through our mouths.
Jennifer's gotten better.
Uh-oh.
But there was a period where I would just walk into something, or we'd be standing talking. I'd be like, really?
What the hell?
You couldn't warn me?
Right.
I'd take a couple steps back, close my mouth.
Put a little canary in your shoulder.
Canary goes down. You're already taking a breath.
Right.
Yeah. Chaz, now don't take this wrong. I picked you as a secret farter. Don't be mad. You seem like a secret farter.
When was this? Did I do something to earn this?
I don't know. I kind of pick you out as a secret farter.
So if I'm not a secret farter, I would fart and tell everyone, hey, everybody close their mouths.
I farted.
Yeah. This isn't red level, but it's yellow level.
Who's like, nobody's going to hear this. Nobody's going to know it's me. Dom Long Island said it himself. Nobody knows who it is.
Oh, I'm definitely this person. I'm not going to push it out loud.
No.
I'm going to slide it out.
You try not to.
And depending on the company.
Right.
Now, if I'm around you guys, I'm going to be like, be careful.
Right.
But I'm around strangers.
Right.
I've done it at events.
You try not to. You try and make it silent. But also, it goes sense around instead.
And you get more than you bargain for sometimes.
Boom. Right. I've done it.
Yep. Need some new underwears.
Yep.
Usually, if you're at an outdoor event with like barn animals, you can do it pretty safely.
Yeah, you gotta do it. But yeah, but the barn animals have a different scent because there's like oats and whatnot.
No, but it's
yours,
fine.
Yours is steak.
Because your senses have already signed up for various smells.
Right.
That aren't
this is
great.
True. This is true. Right.
And you know, you're gonna walk through a hamburger area and you're like, ooh, good. You're gonna walk by an animal area. You're gonna be like, ooh,
that'll be like the designated fart area.
You're gonna walk by perfume person. Ah.
Right.
Everybody will blame the animal first, and by the time they figure out what it was, you're gone.
Or like,
you're gone.
Get like between like a whole bunch of seniors. Just like kind of go through there and let it rip through there.
I forgot who the hell I was, but it was like. I don't know if it was a news person, but it was someone. I don't know. I don't remember. But I just remember standing in a crowd.
Uh-huh.
It was someone there, a couple people, and all of a sudden I smelt something.
You know, Defra Zephyr?
And I looked at the woman I'm standing with. She looked at me. She smelled at the same time. She's
right.
Like, her eyes went up like, you?
Right. Or is it you?
I looked at her like, you?
She said, breaking news.
It was not me.
Oh, okay. A canister's been unleashed.
Hmm. So Dom, how do you approach this situation?
Yeah, what do you do
to not be a secret friend?
That's just what makes me so pissed off about it.
So it's everybody.
So you just hold on to it. Just hold on till you get someplace where you can.
No, but you can't. Sometimes you can't.
Let it rip.
Just got to go.
Right.
Oh no, you can't. And then I think that's the problem with air travel. As soon as you go up, everyone's tummies go down.
No,
the whole place lets one rip.
You can't hold it.
Circulating, and we're all breathing it.
You can't hold it. Like if it's really bad, you can hold it. Because I had one yesterday. I held for a half an hour in here. I went to the men's room. I must have gone off like 40 seconds. If I was wearing roller skates, I could have pounded myself across the floor.
So was it making noise?
Oh, it was like...
Oh, it was low.
Oh, yeah.
Low end.
Oh, yeah. It sounded like a ship coming in. It was a cheek vibrator.
Should I conference three in or just move on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
Dom, hold on.
Yeah, don't move down.
On the line.
Brian in Monroe.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Yo.
Hey, so you guys are talking about farting and, you know, public places?
Yes.
Yeah, so I pump septic tanks.
Oh.
No better place to fart when the customer's around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got carte blanche. I mean, you can have like beer and like hot dogs and sauerkraut the night before.
What's great about that is you can fart and then blame them because it's their septic.
No one's going to notice.
That's really, and when you pull that lid and you look at the customer, they're standing there.
Yeah.
You could look at them like, really?
What did you do?
What the hell are you feeding your family?
What did you do? Yeah.
Sometimes it's worse to see them and see their fecal.
Yeah.
So then you compare it to them.
Right.
You see some stuff, man.
I see you're a caramel.
That's
you could
drop
probably
a can of corn.
Yep.
Yeah, you could probably eat anywhere. It doesn't bother you.
No. Yeah, if you can eat after that.
Do you wash your hands before you eat?
See?
Oh, my God.
I got to tell you, when you're around that stuff, you're like,
no, nothing.
You can't
nothing
do
matters.
Anything. Like, you drop food, you're like, fine.
You know any germ that enters his body dies immediately.
No, but
he's tested his immune system. He's got, like, laser tracking. Ching, ching, ching. Right?
Yeah.
COVID, ching. AIDS, ching. Anything.
AIDS.
Ching, ching, ching. Kills it immediately because
is that the little guns that
the little lasers.
His immune system.
Yeah,
the lasers.
Like, right, the little whoop, whoop, whoop. they like, yeah, they move, they find the germ, they target it, and then like an F-14. Yeah, anything enters his body is dead.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think I had the COVID vaccine before it even came out. Just pumping tanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we're washing our hands from a secret fart.
Yeah. All right, Brian, thank you. I mean, when you do that job, thank you, Dom. When you do that job, you're going to have times where you're pumping it, and then something happens. It's like, oh,
right.
It's on me.
Oh, my God. At that point, I just run into traffic. Mm. Yep.
Have you ever been terrorized by a small animal in your home?
Mostly it's a bug. Mostly it's a bug.
Yeah, you open something. You're not expecting something to be moving.
Yeah. Ah! Right.
This guy is on a conference call when he hears a strange noise, and he sees a squirrel. And he starts screaming and squealing. But the thing to me is there's a baseball bat behind it.
It's right there. So this has either happened before or it's a setup.
One of the two. Right.
Those are really the only two options.
I thought the same thing. I thought, man, if this isn't real, I don't care.
Yeah.
No, it's great.
It is great.
The scream is that epic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think for the purposes of, you know, town hall, let's just get in to... Let's just get in via like
the room. Get over there! Get over there! Go! Go away! Go away into the air! Go away! Go away!
That sounds like every like spider web I've walked through. I know that pitch. I know that pitch.
What, this one?
Yep. I've hit that note many times.
Wow.
Yep.
That could be a lot of things. That could be getting your junk caught in a zipper.
Right. Sad that I've done that too.
Oh, no.
Yep. Wow. Had some screams.
Quite a scream.
Go away, idiot! Go away!
What is he saying?
Go away, idiot?
Go away, idiot! Go away!
It almost sounds like he says AJ. Go away, AJ.
Right, well, I've heard that before.
Go away, idiot! Go away!
So it's like, go away, AJ, idiot.
Go away, AJ!
Yep.
Yeah. I'm being on the other end of that.
I'm here to date your daughter.
Go away, idiot! Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think it's just the nonsense ramblings of someone in distress.
Yeah.
It is pretty amazing what sounds will come out of a human when they're dealing with an animal. Like that guy.
Unreal.
Morning.
Yep.
It's a bobcat.
It's a bobcat. Yeah, that's incomplete fear.
It sounds more like... He's got like 8 squirrels on him, biting him.
Yeah. Well, the thing is flipping out. Let's give him credit there. It launches at him multiple times.
At him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it could be the screaming making it do that.
Maybe, but...
No, squirrels like to run off.
They do. You probably realize, okay, there's no place for me to run. I got this idiot with a baseball bat screaming.
If I keep running at him, I'll have a heart attack and die.
It wasn't a good moment for the squirrel either.
And why do you have the baseball bat right behind him?
If you're not going to use it, you didn't even use it.
I mean, seemed like a nice office, seemed like a nice neighborhood, I'm guessing. I mean, has he been like folks like tried to rob him at his desk before?
No way.
Yeah.
No.
Is it like a lucky bag just keeps there?
Maybe you never know when a game of baseball is going to break out.
Right.
That's not even the biggest detail I'm wondering. Why is the camera recording from behind him?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, why is there a camera?
Why is it even there?
Why is there a camera?
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Right.
So the Zoom call is in progress, right? He's on this conference call with everybody. That's not the perspective that we see this from.
Right.
No, it's from inside his office, from behind him.
Right. Like, why is there a camera there? Was there a voyeur just happened to be around or what?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe he just likes to document his meetings.
Right.
He's like the most boring person on earth.
Right.
Until a squirrel is introduced.
And there's no, you know, context. Like, is it a jackass? The kids are goofing on the parents. Like, watch this.
Yeah.
Well, it's happened so many times. He's got a bat.
Right. Need a little more intel.
Either way, that guy deserves an award for high pitched scream.
That's a great.
And the squirrel, the acrobatics of the squirrel.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
I can't stop hearing it.
Neither can I.
What the hell is he saying in the beginning? There's a lot of...
I don't even know.
I heard get off my nightmare.
Yeah, I think he's trying to say, you get out of here. And it's just, like, he's got too much panic.
I heard get off my nightmare, oof. Oh, my God, again?
Oh, my God, again?
Oh, my God, again? or I got a guess.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey guys, are they saying, is he saying Jolene, like his wife, or is there someone there? It's like, Jolene,
no one comes
Jolene.
In.
Jolene, did you see her again?
Right.
Weird.
Oh, Jolene?
He's like,
he's saying, go away.
Right.
Go away.
There.
Yeah, right. It sounds like Jolene.
That.
You guys have a good morning.
You too. Thank you. Right.
Yeah, that does sound like Jolene right there.
Yeah.
But he's saying, go away.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because always yell for a Dolly Parton song.
Who is it?
Chaz and AJ.
It sounds like he's saying Julie.
Yeah.
Julie.
Right, Julie.
I feel pretty confident that's go away.
Can you imagine you're screaming like that, calling for your wife to help you?
Right. And she says, yeah, that's the man I married.
Yeah. I picked him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why do you jump out of a perfectly good airplane?
Seriously.
Kim Noor does it all the time.
Wow.
She's 82. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Good. How long have you been jumping out of planes?
Oh, I think probably 64 years.
Wow.
That's a lot of planes.
I did it once and I'm good.
Yeah, one and done.
Yeah, we have some audio.
One time and that was it, huh?
Yeah, we have some audio of me jumping out the plane.
And it was parked.
That was before we got in the plane.
Yeah, that was just the dismount.
Right.
Was that Jimmy?
I actually have some audio. This is me explaining that Coco,
I love
the guy.
I'm jumping out of planes. It's just it's my form of drugs.
Oh, yeah, I like the regular kind.
Do you get worried that at 82 you might, you know, break something or twist something?
Well, you do once in a while if you have a bad landing, but you know, everything heals up in time.
Wow, good for you.
I just picture myself like the silhouette of me in like someone's roof, like I went through it.
Like a cartoon.
Like a cartoon. Right?
Spread eagle. Yeah. Have you ever ended up in a tree?
Just one time. I sort of, fortunately, I fell through the branches and I was only a couple of feet off the ground, so it wasn't bad.
Like a bad puppet, like a marionette.
Wow. Have you ever had to cut your chute and use a backup chute?
I did. I only did that one time.
Nice.
And it was on, I think, about my third or fourth jump. It was really early in the game.
Oh,
wow.
What happened?
Well, I had a malfunction. I thought I had a malfunction. And it probably, with enough experience, I could have gotten out of it. But it was... we were jumping World War II parachutes, you know, leftovers from World War II.
Yeah, surplus.
Is that the kind that they have you're attached to the cable, and when you jump out, it pulls itself?
Well, yeah, those are called static lines.
Yes.
And I didn't have a static line. Actually, after the war, we bought chutes. I mean, they were in the Army surplus stores, and you could buy parachutes and put them together and jump them. You know.
That's a lot of guts to take surplus stuff. I'm going to jump out of the plane here with some surplus stuff.
Right, the stuff
I
that wasn't used.
Right, the dismissed items.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I got it at a good price.
Right, the stuff that was like, sitting in boxes and maybe rats might chew through.
You're a brave woman. You're
$25. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, no, thank you.
These were discarded and now offered at a discount. Yeah, it's for me.
Why does mine say opens on impact?
That's pretty badass. I got to tell you, when you think about those World War...
They were round shoots, and they were just like you saw in the movies, so World War II. That's what we jumped with.
Like G.I. Joe,
They look like mushrooms.
Yep.
I got to tell you,
the G.I. Joe shoots, exactly. Yep.
You think about those men who jumped out of those planes sometimes at night.
Yeah.
If you think about the balls it takes to leave an airplane and you can't see where you're landing.
No idea.
You're just hoping the pilot knows.
Right.
Like, this is should be an open field down here.
Right.
No night vision.
None.
You're just out of the plane.
Yep.
At night.
I'm good.
And you're like 18, 19 years old.
I look a land right in the
middle
of freeway.
And you know he's down there.
Bam, bam.
People who don't like you and they have guns.
Right.
It's pretty badass.
Yes, it is.
It's pretty badass.
Yep.
Man, that is. Thank goodness I didn't have to do that.
Yeah. Well, you're no slouch.
Yeah, no.
You know, by comparison, what you do is a little different.
But you take a $25 parachute and you're jumping out.
Right.
Okay, good. Hope it works.
Right.
So this is the parachute. You're on your second or third jump. You're jumping with one of these chutes. And what happens? It got tangled up?
Well, yeah, it's called a line over or May West. And, it ends up as a line over the canopy, so the canopy is not functioning properly. And if I knew more about it at that time or had previous training, I would have had a knife and been able to cut that one line, and it would have been fine. I could have landed it, but I didn't know in those times, so I just thought, oh, I'm not going to deal with this, and I opened my reserve chute.
Right.
And do you have to get rid of the chute that's... you have a problem with before you open the reserve so they don't get tangled together?
Well, nowadays you have to, but in those days we didn't.
Oh.
They were, we couldn't, it wasn't easy to release them, so you just had to hope they weren't going to tangle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you pull the first one, it doesn't work. You pull the second one, it doesn't work. You pull the third one, a Bible comes out.
You got that one right.
Talk about cramming for a test.
Right.
Yeah. What page?
It's already like put the magic marker over it.
They've highlighted.
It's already dog-eared.
Yeah.
This page here.
Right. Dog-eared.
Yep.
I had those little plastic army men with the plastic parachute and the strings.
Yep.
They never worked.
Those I screwed up. Yeah.
You get up to the third floor, chuck it off.
Yay!
And then they come down twirling.
They spiral,
really fast,
yeah.
And they're just,
right.
Like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Right. Or it lands, a dog eats it. Yeah, I'm good.
Wow.
Now, if you come to do it, we won't give you World War II stuff.
Oh, yeah, no, I won't be anywhere near you.
The stuff now is pretty amazing. But I have to tell you, I did it once, and even with that, there's a real leap of faith you have to take when you're going from the deck of that airplane and you just leave it.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
And that's it.
Never, ever.
Yeah,
never.
I mean, there's no other way to put it. You are leaving your life in the hand of the person that's attached to your back. It's like, I'm trusting that you know everything that you're doing.
Yeah, no.
And his gear.
And his gear.
Yep, I'm a ground mammal.
Yeah.
We don't leave the ground.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm an anchor.
Have drones become a problem?
Right.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't recall being around any of them.
Yeah, all right. I just think that now this is another potential obstacle.
They just show up.
Yeah. Yep. Someone's like, oh, I want to take pictures of the parachuters.
Oh, look.
Can they get up that true. High? I don't know how high they can go.
No, but you
I don't
it.
Think they can get that high. But
you can meet
be,
it.
They could be the thing that you hit
on the way down. Right. And then the little blades go. And cut all your cords up.
With the canopy open, you could do it with the canopy open probably. Because you're opening about 2,000 feet. So I don't know if the drones are up around 2,000 feet or not, but I did have a situation back again in the beginning. And those, my first 50 jumps were remarkable. Anyway, I was in free fall. And we were in Chicago, a little town outside of Chicago, and actually in a farmer's field. And I got out of the plane, and I was in free fall, and I looked, and there was a airliner not too far away from me, it seemed like.
Oops.
Of course, it's and everything seemed, but I could see the windows. So, I mean, it was so
Someone's eating your peanuts.
Oh, my God. You can see the pilot's eyes like, and you're like, what are you doing up there? What are you doing up there?
And if you look to the left, you'll see a pilot. You'll see a parachutist.
It sounded like the guy with the squirrel. The pilot would be like,
or you get sucked into the engine and come out like confetti on the other side. Voof. Yeah, I'm good.
He wasn't waving with a smile on his face.
Right.
No. Right. Oh, my God. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
If even if, like, you just got hooked, like your chute got hooked on a wing.
Right. Exactly. Right. Or they hear on top of the plane.
You're like that leaf that gets stuck under your windshield wiper.
Right.
Yeah.
You land. You land on the top of the plane, and you probably go, did somebody hear that? That's not Santa.
You don't have to worry about the propellers.
Kim Nora's on, and she's 82, and God bless her, still jumping out of planes. She's been jumping out of planes for, I don't know.
83.
You're 83.
Nice.
When did you turn 83?
After 82.
Last April.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
I'm switching for 84 now.
Wow, you're badass.
Seriously. Yeah. I'm never, ever, ever doing what you do. Ever. I don't care. You can offer me like tons of money. It ain't happening. Yeah. Ever. Ever.
The other big news story today is the CEO of our company is going to have the burger of his life.
Nice.
Jeff Warshaw, the CEO of this radio station, on the phone now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Right.
Good. We're very excited. I'm especially excited because you're going to try the burger right around the corner from my house.
Yes, and then you're going to try the best burger next week.
Hmm. You mean the second best burger?
We shall see.
Oh, we're having a burger debate here. Nice.
It sounds like a war.
Burger war.
It's a burger battle.
I think burger battle.
There you go.
Yeah. What's your beef?
What's great is everybody wins.
Yeah, is there really?
Yeah, can we get involved in this battle too?
Is there a loser in this scenario? I think not.
Yeah.
No, we're both winners because we get to hang together and have delicious burgers. Although I have to say, didn't we have hot dogs recently? And then that made me think of your story about Waldo. And so I'm not really.
The dog, hot dog.
Ah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Lakeshore Drive-In is where we're going today. It's a small, tiny shack of a building right where the Stevenson's Dam is.
It's legendary.
It's been there forever.
Yep.
I think in 1993, the current owner took over, and I was talking to him last night, Mike, and he's very excited to have us today.
Nice.
And I said, you're still making that Zora burger, right? Okay. Yeah.
Been bragging about it.
Yeah.
So are there any other things besides the burger that we need to have, like, for, you know, side dishes? I think fries, yes, or anything like that that's special?
Yes.
Or do we just save all of our room and appetite for the burger?
Well, that's an excellent question, and I will tell you exactly what we have on the side of this burger. You have the Zora burger, then you have the Zora dog.
Nice.
So you gotta have a burger, you gotta have a bite of the dog, that's on the side. And then on the side of the dog, you put the French fries, and then you have a milkshake.
Right. So you guys take the big car.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's not often a hot dog is a side dish, but that's what's happening today.
That's right. Oh, my God. I'm looking at their specialty burgers. Everyone sounds good.
And to drinks, I'll have meatballs.
Exactly right.
But the hot dog is not called Waldo, is it?
No.
It is not.
Okay. No, it's far removed from that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Because I wouldn't eat it either. Like, no, I'm good.
Have you been
put the French fries on either the burger or the dog, or no?
Oh, I haven't.
Oh, putting French fries on the burger is awesome because basically you're doing everything in one shot.
Or do you dip the fries in the milkshake?
I've done that. Oh. It depends on what flavor milkshake, though. Chocolate's better than vanilla.
I can tell you that you don't want to touch the Zora burger. It is perfection.
It's perfection. Okay.
It's perfection.
Right. I mean, I don't want to give you any excuses.
Right.
Yeah, you tainted the burger with the French fries.
Yeah.
Right. It would have won if I hadn't polluted it with the fries.
I mean, it looks like every single one of their specialty burgers is amazing. I'm looking at the weekly burger, bacon, gorgonzola cheese, onion, and tomato. That sounds fantastic.
I'm going to have the one that Chaz tells me is the best burger.
Right.
You know, I was looking at the menu. The Zor burger is my favorite. And
yeah.
It's the legendary burger. It's not the cheapest burger on the menu.
No.
It's like $5.
Right.
And then they have one for like $6.69. I'm like, why is that more than the Zor burger? The Zor burger is legendary.
Right.
Is Mike on the phone? It's Justin.
Justin is the manager there right now.
Okay. Hey, Justin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. You're on with the CEO of our company. He and I are coming over today for a Zor burger.
Well, we're excited to have you.
All right. What's on the Zor burger?
So the Zor burger comes with mayonnaise, lettuce, tomato, onions, pickles, ketchup, American cheese, and bacon.
Nice.
Boom.
Oh, yep. Nice.
I was like, like hearing a Barry White thing. Like, hey, baby.
Oh, yeah, right. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's, I like the way he saved the bacon
right
to the end.
Bacon. Exactly. Exactly.
Best part.
What? Who makes the rolls?
The rolls are from Chavez Bakery. Yeah, we get them shipped every morning.
Nice.
And there's a story behind that, right? You used to get them from some other place. They closed, and then Chavez said, we'll do it. And they experimented with the recipe, and they got it exactly like that other place.
Oh, that's nice.
So this is a very special recipe specifically for Lake Zor Drive-In.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
But you want it to be able to, you know, to have it soft enough so that it can soak up the juices, right? And then firm enough that it just doesn't all fall apart. Is
right.
That,
you don't want to wear
is
it.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man. All right, so this is what I was recommending there. I was recommending the Zor burger, but I noticed you have a burger that is more expensive. Which would you recommend?
So my personal favorite is actually the Dan burger.
I was just looking at that. Yep.
That's the $6.69.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Go ahead, AJ.
I'm with Marine. Quarter pound, $5.55, and the double quarter pound, $7.85.
What's the difference? What's the Dan burger compared to the Zor burger?
So the Dan burger is a completely different burger. It's got lettuce, tomato, your choice of barbecue sauce, chipotle mayo, or both, as well as bacon, onion rings, and two slices of cheddar.
Yeah, I mean, chipotle mayo is amazing.
It's so good. You gotta say damn.
I saw them like, oh, I want
that. I'm feeling like that's like varying too much from the burger pursuit. Like that sounds like a barbecue burger thing. I don't know. I think that it's going to be up to you to tell me which one I'm going to eat. But like, you know, it seems like that we're going to get too far afield if we start like putting.
He sounds nervous.
Yeah. On it.
He sounds nervous.
He's already waving the white flag in the burger battle.
Right. I mean, no one listens to me, but if you go to Lake Zor, you got to go to Zor Burger. It's named after.
Justin, what do you think?
I mean, we could get Zor burgers, and then we could get an extra Dan burger.
Oh,
and,
just
know,
think about
to try.
It.
But
split
like,
it, right?
I think it's kind of like out of the competition. You know, like it. You know, I think that would be more like just a treat. But like, it's up to you though, because it's your favorite burger.
Uh oh.
That was the tone right? of how my wife right. tells me.
Okay,
well, it's
okay.
your decision.
If you want to do this,
this is intellectual warfare. Now he's coming after you.
A choice.
The intimidation is setting in.
The burgers in the area to choose as your favorite.
Yeah,
and this is the one you're putting out there. So I just don't want any excuses, man.
Okay, I got you.
Oh my god,
I got it, Justin. If I'm bringing someone who's been around the world trying food around the world, and they walk in and they say, what do you recommend?
I recommend the Zor, as in that is our specialty burger. The one and only Zor burger.
Boom. Boom. Oh, my God. This place is great. I'm looking at the sides right now.
AJ. Now, AJ can't focus.
I mean, there's jalapeno poppers, macaroni and cheese bites. You got mozzarella sticks, zucchini. I mean, it's all kinds of stuff.
You want me to have like the the ultimate Zoar burger experience. So like,
that's
I don't
right.
want to, you know, I don't want to get filled up, and I don't want anything to you know, take away from the experience that you want me to have.
All right. Well, if you see a pickup truck and blasting and they order everything, it's me.
So, Justin, what I thought was we'd get the Zoar burger, we get a Zoar dog on the side, some French fries, and a milkshake.
All right.
Is he placing the order now?
You know what I love about this Lake Zoar Drive-In is that you can walk in there at 8 in the morning and order a Zoar burger,
yeah.
and they'll make it for you. It's not like, well, you got to wait until 11.
11 o'clock, yeah. No, yeah. no.
So. Yeah, I actually just made a burger.
Nice.
That's great.
Breakfast of champions. Right
yeah.
there.
Well, they've got burgers it. That have an egg on it, too, so you can combine the two.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
All right, Justin, we'll see you in a bit.
All right. All right. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
All right, great. Looking forward to it.
So, Jeff, it's raining out, and I told you about this place. It's literally a hot dog stand.
Yeah.
So when you walk in, you're standing at a counter, and then behind you is like a counter with some stools under it. So we're either eating there or in your car.
Either way, you know, I think I'll be laser focused.
Okay.
You know, it's just, I'm going to have all my attention.
Right.
I mean, I'll enjoy talking to you, but, like, you know, this is serious business here.
The car, Scott's got it, right?
I love how serious you are taking the burger. I love it.
I just don't want his wife, Winter, to find a pickle under the seat.
Why is there a tomato on the dashboard?
Oh, no. Her car is such a mess. It, you know, anything I could do in my car will still make it be pristine compared to hers.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Excellent. All right. What time do you want to go?
Well, 11:30, 12. What
11:30.
I'll see you there at 11:30.
See you there.
All right, take care.
Good luck.
All right.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.